in awe in thrilling new living sound.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
OBM, Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. Make your number one pick the preferred document services provider of the Browns, OBM, with OBM's exclusive guarantees and their designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town. They've made unconditional fans out of all of their customers. Only OBM has the X's and O's for your office when putting together a Sharp products playbook for your business. Call 216-485-2000 or visit OhioBusinessMachines.com. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here. Multiple reports all around the globe. John, football's era will begin 2 years and one day after he became the first freshman to win the Heisman Trophy. He has been named the starter according to multiple reports. Again, the Browns have not confirmed it, but I imagine that is going to come soon.
I wouldn't mind it. Again, what I'm going to do is I'm not going to call him Johnny Football. I'm not going to call him Johnny Manziel. I'm going to go John Manziel.
John Manziel.
John Manziel. Just simply be different and refer to him that way.
I like it. We'll see. And it's going to time. It
sounds more professional now that he's a starter.
It is. And I'm not expecting a miracle. Again, I'm going to say it again. For those people saying, are you expecting him to come in and a miracle? No, I'm not expecting him to come in and be flawless. But I'm expecting that we are going to see higher highs in our offense than we have seen previously. And if that's what we get, I believe over time he'll smooth it out. Rookie quarterback struggle, that's going to happen. He's not going to come in and cure it all, but as we've seen with Ted Bridgewater, as we've seen with David Carr now in Oakland, as they get their feet wet, the talent starts to shine through, they start to make better plays.
And what I wouldn't mind seeing a dummy down playbook for Johnny. And some of you might say, well, why do we have to, you know, shrink down the playbook? And it will, if it gives Johnny Manziel an opportunity to succeed and sustain drives and accurately be decisive with his decision-making on who he throws the ball to or whether he throws the ball and when to keep it and when not to, and can recognize coverages, I have no problem with that. And let it grow. I think also, too, as the first quarter is going to be a little bit crazy at First Energy, but it's going to be more so about Johnny getting his feet wet and embracing his role as the starter. So I wouldn't be surprised if it was a little run heavy or him keeping the ball just to make
sure.
But
he's going to help the run game.
Absolutely. But then again, I think Kyle Shanahan, and then also too, if Coach Pettine, a lot of leash comments in regards to Brian Hoyer last week, but I think Coach Pettine's got to see what this kid can do, and it might be a lot of the reason why he hasn't started earlier or even this past week. If he proves that he can play and sustain drives and our defense is doing what it has been doing, we will be in this football game, and I think that leash will grow for Johnny, which means we can continue to dig page by page deeper into that playbook, which only makes our offense with its weapons, led by John Manziel, a little bit more explosive.
I certainly think it will. All right, we're going back to the phone lines. Your reaction on this, 216-578-0850. We've got Paul on the line. What's up, Paul, in Illinois? Welcome to the show.
Hey, one thing, I'm from out of town, but I've been a Browns fan since 1965, never lived in Cleveland, and I love Cleveland. I mean, I have season tickets. I've had it since 1994. I watch the Browns on DirecTV if I can't make it. I drive 8 hours one way just to watch the Browns. And I just love Cleveland. But my problem is, I've just been really upset because the Clevelanders have just been, in the media, have just been beating Brian Hoyer to pieces. And he's a hometown boy. He is struggling now. Yes, he is struggling, and I agree 100%. But it seems like if Manziel started the season, we wouldn't even be in this position, in playoff position at all, if Johnny Manziel had been there. Brian Hoyer brought us this far, and they're just beating the guy up like crazy. And I just really, I guess I'm kind of disappointed in the Clevelanders is beating him up so bad, because he is struggling, and I'll admit that. But they're just ready to take him and replace him. And I've been at the Browns games all these years, and this is one of the most exciting seasons we've had. Maybe the 2007 season it was that. But we have a
question: if he
like
wasn't
a
Clevelander,
time.
If he wasn't from Cleveland, how do you think the reaction would be? Do you think it'd be any different in your mind? Would you feel any differently about it?
I don't know, but I just have a hard time that beating up Mount Bryan, especially when he's a Clevelander himself. I guess, you know, if a guy was from my area and he was doing at the Bears, maybe they might beating him up. I think Bryan is, he works hard. And you guys kind of said yesterday, I listened to your show yesterday, and you guys said that he was kind of, in a way, there's one time you guys kind of said he was kind of building himself up. And he was thinking less of the team, but then Johnny Manziel scores one touchdown and he gives the big money sign. Now you tell me he was thinking of team, he was thinking of only Johnny Manziel. Coyer has class, and I give him the class. And maybe he's not playing now, but like give the guy a break. I mean, he hasn't had one full season of playing yet, and he's still kind of, I shouldn't say he's not a rookie, but you know, he hasn't had the playing time like everybody else has, and you know, he is going to struggle. Just I would assume Joe and Mark had struggled too when they were first in the league, and he hasn't had much playing time, so I just thought everybody's being hard. That's it.
You're right, and that being said, we will give Brian Hoyer a break, because the reason now is he is a non-story and he is a backup in the league, which is what a lot of people thought he was, and we have a new starter that is the story. So everyone's going to jump off of Brian Hoyer's back, and he will be left alone to fade away into a distance here in his career as Cleveland. He did a lot for us, as you said, Nathan. He was very well accomplished, great record as a starter, but when it mattered most, he cowered down and did not make the throws and did not lead this team. And now we've got to go in a different direction, and there's a new story in town, and it's John Manziel.
That's right, and listen, Brian Hoyer, Cleveland guy, it was a nice story, as Joe said yesterday. You wanted him to have success. Nobody's questioning his work ethic. Nobody's questioning the time that he's put in to be a good quarterback. It just has not worked out on the field, and it's ultimately a bottom line business. And
all good things come to an end.
And his bottom line was not good enough. I do disagree with the caller, though. I cannot say definitively that we would be in a worse position had we started Johnny Manziel from the beginning of the season. I don't believe that at all. I think that you don't know until you give a guy an opportunity to perform. And now we'll get a chance to see what it would have been like. Now, the good news is he's had more time to learn, but I think certainly over the last few games you could make the case that the team could have ended up in a better position with a different quarterback. But I believe earlier in the season, listen, Brian Hoyer did very well and got this team into a very competitive position.
You're absolutely correct. And I think also, too, what a lot of people discount is when Brian Hoyer was named the starter, you looked at our schedule and you thought NFC South, Falcons, Panthers, Saints, Bucks, you know, we're all trending upward from an organizational standpoint. You look at the AFC South, Houston's going to be highly competitive. You know, the Colts are going to be the Colts. Tennessee's rebuilding with Wiz and Hunt. You know, Jacksonville's going to be Jacksonville. But you looked at the schedule and you go, I might take the safer road because we have a tough schedule ahead of us. So in that case, I'm going to go with Brian Hoyer and not go with the rookie on limited experience. But at this point, as we've seen, it's been a bad record. There has been some lows with Brian Hoyer when we would have thought we could hang our hat on him on being consistent and being smart with the football when he's actually helped. He's been a big part of why we've lost those games.
There's no question about that, and that's why a switch is being made here at the quarterback position for the Cleveland Browns. Again, the team has not yet confirmed it. Multiple reports, though, have confirmed it. Jay Glazer, the first to break the news. I assume we will have something on this front relatively soon on the quarterback situation from the Cleveland Browns here, and if we get it while we were on the air, we will certainly share that with you. Second hour coming up at Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Still trying to track down Mark Brunell to comment on the quarterback situation for us. We do have a little after further review. We will have sound from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, last week from yesterday's press conference, but we might just scrap that if we get the official announcement as well. Gerard Cherry's with us at 2:30. We can also hand out some grades from that game against the Indianapolis Colts here. Plus your calls, 216-578-0850. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Have you no idea that you're in?